Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us today. We are going to have a great, calming show today. You know, after that full moon issue I've had last week, I can't wait for something calming. I don't know about you, but man, it has dragged me down like nobody's business. I've had a headache for 4 days. So I was wondering, how does the ebbs and the flows in the earth, in the sky, and all this energy in the world be able to affect us? Well, today we're going to be talking about hypnosis. And my guest today is Melanie Mamakos, and she will be talking to us about how she works with spirit in hypnosis and also some other forms of transformational healing that she works with clients. Now, we all know about hypnosis. Everybody says, yeah, I know, you stand up there, you look like a dummy, you know, I'm not going to do it in public. Oh, it looks kind of crazy, or somebody's going to get something out of me I don't want to say, so I'm not going to do it. But then you also say, oh, my goodness, it's going to take 100 visits. I don't have time for this. I need movement, and I need it now. So today, this is what Melanie will be able to tell us about her practice, in which she promises fewer sessions, faster results, get to the point, and move on. So it'll be really great to be speaking with her today. So if you're thinking about hypnosis and you're saying, why would I even be bothered? Because right now the earth is having a lot of changes. We see it in the weather. We see it in our food supply. We see it in health conditions. My goodness, it used to be so rare to find somebody that would be dying very early or have cancer, and now it seems like it's so commonplace anymore, it's just off the wall. So things are really, really changing. And sometimes when you have a lot of things going on, you think, oh man, it must be this, it must be that, and we're playing our old tapes. So sometimes when you have hypnosis, you can start a new tape. And you can say, I'm done with that. Let's move on. So I'd like to welcome Melanie to the show. Melanie, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Jeanette. It's my absolute joy to be here and shed some light on hypnosis and what I do and how it helps with clients and issues. And I'm very touched by what you just said about the ebb and the flow. I think the most important thing that when you approach any kind of therapy or any healing modality is to realize that the answer is already there and that we're already part of the whole. And what we set out, what our thoughts are, is what we're going to manifest, what we're going to bring in. And what I do
and you
is
know,
just
I think, well, you know, I think a lot of people don't understand that. You know, right there what we said, ebb and flow about the world. You know, and maybe just because you and I are might be a little bit more in tune, they're like, hey, all I know is the sun came up, it was time to go to work. If the sun went down, it was time to come home, you know? And they have no clue about that. So, you know, tell us a little bit more about yourself first, but then we're going to get into that because I really think we'll take this slow. We've got an hour because a lot of people really don't understand what that means.
I am a certified hypnotherapist. My practice is in Los Angeles. And hypnosis, psychics, Reiki practitioners, acupuncturists are as prevalent in Los Angeles where I am. Every street corner has a Starbucks, a pot shop, and some kind of alternative health practitioner. It's true. So it's kind of I don't want to say some of us have a bad rap, but we do because a lot should be labeled for, you know, entertainment purposes only. Or most importantly, hypnosis, we try to get to the root of the problem quickly by working with the subconscious. You might also hear some practitioners call it the unconscious mind. And how I like to explain it to people is if you kind of envision, if you can, an iceberg. And the tip of the iceberg that we see above the water is our conscious mind, which rules our thoughts, and it's basically what we would do in everyday life. Below that, that what's under the water, what got the Titanic, is what we don't see. That's our life script. That's for good or bad, what we've brought with us from past lives or, you know, from our upbringing as children. And we can, with hypnosis, get through that barrier, that ice, and substitute what's negative for the positive. It's such a focused sense of hyper-relaxation, basically, and it gets us to focus. Most importantly, we have to realize whether it's in hypnosis or in our everyday waking mind, what we think is what we're going to bring into it. So as people, you know, we want help. We want abundance. We don't want the ills of society. And if we think about just the whole, how we are part of the whole, yes, believe it or not, that dolphin slaughter right now in Japan is affecting every being, every creature on this planet. It's a horrible thought, but it is, because it's Mother Earth. It's, you know, we have to have love. We have to have respect for our fellow man, for, you know, every creature, every plant. I kind of take into the whole, we're all part of the one. And even if you do, I don't want to say karma, just the littlest bit, either good or bad, it's going to tip your scales. So if we want health, we want prosperity, we want to have abundance, we have to know that we override this script, this life script that's below the iceberg, and that we are worthy of it, that we are deserving of it.
A lot of times, too, when we think about the top of the iceberg, I like to tell people that sometimes the top of it is those things like, I want a new car, I want a new house, I want a pair of new shoes, I want a new clothes, my kids got to go to a good school, you know, I have to make sure my hair is bleached next week, blah, 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 blah. It's sort of like all of that mishmash, you know? And when you think about below, it's like, what do you really want? And I know when people come to me all the time, the first words out of their mouth is, I want a drug. Talk to them a little longer, then they'll tell you, I want this drug. I saw it on TV. Then they'll say, well, I know I have this. Then they're diagnosing themselves. And you make sure you run this test now. They want to tell you what they're going to do. But then when it comes back, and even if you gave them the answer they wanted or they didn't want, they still couldn't feel complete because that wasn't at all what they wanted. They didn't want to be, some people don't want to be fixed. Some people just want to be heard. And I think sometimes when we think about the heard part, I want to be heard, that's the bottom of the iceberg, you know?
That's
to be fixed
so
is all
true,
this Dr. stuff
Jeanette.
On the top, you know, and all the, to be heard is the bottom. And sometimes those under things, if you just can't find that, you might just not get where you need to be.
Very true. The most important thing that we can do, as I tell all my clients, is to listen to that still small voice within. And when you do that, you're led to healers like yourself, light workers that will listen and will listen not to the voice that says you're a mess, you need this drug that's going to, you know, take you down even a more slippery slope. It puts you on the right, but you have to listen. I also work with angels in my practice, and it's one of those things. We all have free will. We were born with free will. We did choose I like to call our pre-birth contract, what lessons we needed to learn. But once they ask and we listen, we're given signs. But because we have free will, we can ignore them. So they can have you order that test to get that drug, validate it, but unless they listen to a caring practitioner or somebody else who says, you know, this is what you really need. The healing, the interaction comes from within. It comes from I work with all religions, so I don't care if they're putting their faith in the doorknob or a flower or the goddess or whatever it is. Listen. If you listen for the signs, if you truly listen to who you are drawn to, the answer is always there. Maybe not what we want to hear, maybe not answered in the way or the time that we expect it, but it is there. And I always say, always this or something better. Never outline. I mean, you'll have people that think, yes, give me this pill, it's the silver bullet. But unless you've addressed it, they're going to look for the next silver bullet. It's almost like peeling the layers off of an onion. And there's always a lot of tears, but tears are healing.
Yeah.
And the listening, I can't stress enough. When you said that, my champagne corks went out in heaven. That's it. That is the key.
Yeah. And so many times, you know, people will say, I'm getting that surgery because that will take out my cancer. It's going to take it out. But they forget, where did it come from? Just like a plant, you can cut off the top of the roots, you know, the top of the tree, but you still got roots there. There's so much more there to be said for everything else that's going on that people just can't seem to get where are things coming from, you know, like what is really going on with you. And I know, and we talk about hypnosis, and I know when I had spoken with you the last week, it was like, so what is it? Where is it? And that's so profound to actually ask anybody, and they're like, I don't know. What are you talking about? What does that mean? And I'm sure people really need to come to that, or eventually they will get to that to be able to have a better clearing. Because sometimes when you say, oh, well, you know, like mine, last week I had a headache from days gone by, let me tell you. And I kept thinking, oh, I don't know what this is. There's something wrong. What is this? Is really bugging me. Till I looked back on the calendar, and every single time there's a full moon, I have these headaches. I said, great, now I don't have to worry about them anymore because that's where it's coming from, you know? Mm-hmm. But something as simple as hypnosis might bring you to that space. It could say, hey, why do I always stub my toe? Well, maybe your shoe isn't the right size, you know? Something as simple as mm-hmm. that. We're making it simplified so people can understand because, you know, when the hypnosis you think of as elaborate, mystique, magical. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to make it commonplace so that people will understand that, hey, it's nothing more than a conversation with the inside of your head that doesn't want to speak sometimes. Or maybe it's just
exactly.
something that says, you know what, I'm okay. I've got these headaches. Mm-hmm. They're going to drive me crazy. But next time when the full moon comes, you better believe I'm getting some movies and parking my butt on the couch, you know, and I'm not going to worry about it, right?
Exactly.
So simple.
You know, it's very simple. And the thing is, when we realize about the cycles of the moon, and the moon does have a great effect, it's also a time if you're getting headaches, we have to look inwards. When we have headaches, it's not saying necessarily your case, but it's always a time of when we need to make decisions, when we need
right.
to focus. The full moon energy is so powerful. Your body is so in tune with it. It's saying, okay, time for Dr. Jeanette or time for whoever. Take
right.
the time for yourself. Quiet still. It's not the time now. You know, we just need to listen to it. Our body rhythms and everything have been so thrown off by all modern conveniences. We can have light anytime we want. We can order fruit from the other end of the world when it used to be
right.
seasonal.
Yeah.
We're getting things that nutritionally aren't supporting us because of this. It's a luxury, but it's nothing what how our bodies would heal and our spirits and our souls would heal the way it was intended. We have so many electronics. We have people that can't even pick up the phone or see someone in person, they'll text. And it's an interesting time that we've chosen to come back in, but it's not always the easiest, which once again brings me back to you were saying how important it is to listen to your body. I'm also a hereditary Pennsylvania Dutch Brouwer or powwow artist. And what that is, when the 17th and 18th centuries coming to the United States, the Dutch, the Germans came here, and it was a very Christian-based healing system, almost faith healing, where we put our faith in God or spirit And they basically were the doctors in the area, the veterinarians in the area. And we learned respect for Earth and all creatures and man. We work with all of it. Sometimes it would be a healing, like an herb, that would be called on, or a ritual, I don't want to say a spell, but a ritual where there was a laying on of hands or certain gestures or things like that. It's about 100 years before Reiki, but it's the same universal love. It's the same energy. We work it. We see it already done. There is no past, present, or future. There's nothing magical or mystical about it. It always skips a generation, even though my mother and her brothers were very powerful. I don't know if it's because we need to heal or take a rest, but we learn the art, and it's you feel the energy in the hands. And we you hear in the Bible the laying on of hands. It's not a new concept. It's magnificent because we can feel, when I do a hypnotic session, I can almost feel the energy where the healing needs to be take place. And a lot of times I will ask, where are you feeling this? Is it behind you? Is this an issue that you've already dealt with? So I can work with the subconscious on that level. Is it something, you know, you're feeling in the front of the head, before you, something you haven't, you're wary about? Is it in your, you know, can you stomach this? And you listen, and we send the energy, and we direct it that way. It's a beautiful adjunct. So there are things like acupuncture and herbs and supplements. And I think if people, especially because we're in such a highly technical, you know, techno-savvy world right now, that we get back to the rhythms of the moon and listening to our bodies, listening to our spirit, and taking, you know, 5 minutes at the gloaming every night when the sun's going down and saying, this is what I have to be grateful for. Gratitude is such an important part. And when we show that gratitude, healings take place on emotional levels. They take place physically because, you know, as you were saying, you could cut off the limb of the tree or cut out the cancer, but until you find out where was that anger, what caused, you know, that you had to come under the surgeon's knife, unless you address that and listen to that, you're going to bring it back. Not you, but a person's going to bring it back, you know, just like God made little green apples. There's no doubt about it. The thought is still there.
And I think hypnosis is what will give you that insight. If sometimes you have no clue, sometimes we say, we've tried everything, we've done everything, I've heard everything, I don't know what you're talking about, or what does that really mean? And I think hypnosis brings that forth in just an easy path where you can say, after a session, perhaps maybe look at this or look at that. Or maybe we've tried to work in a different area, or maybe that isn't your focus, you know. So you will be the person that would be helping them to hear what they need to perhaps focus on or be enlightened to, correct?
Oh, true. With hypnosis, we go through that little bit of the conscious mind, the little filter, and we rework that life script. We find out. I work with a lot of clients who have fertility issues. And it can be fertility not just conceiving a child. It can be fertility in, it's LA. I work with screenwriters, actors, actresses. You know, so I'm talking about a fertile mind as well as a fertile body. And if we have someone, let's say, trying to conceive a child, we can go into, you know, they've been through every doctor. They've had in vitro. They've taken the shots. They're, you know, at their wit's end. Most people will come to a hypnotherapist not just to quit smoking or, you know, they've done everything else. Mm-hmm. And through hypnosis, it might be, what is the fear that's holding them back from this child? 9 times out of 10, they don't think they can support the child. They don't want to be their mother. They don't want to be their father. They're only doing it to please somebody else. Or I had one client who was afraid of going through genetic testing that something would come up. The second we address that, the relaxation takes place. They go back to their practitioners, and I get happy phone calls all the time. You know, guess what?
Right.
Or my writer's block is gone. It goes, you know, all ways. But once again, it's all part of the whole.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of times, too, people will say with fertility issues, they'll say, you know what, the concept is fabulous. I know I should do it. Looks great, but, man, I don't like hard work. And it could be something as simple as that. I don't want to have to get up every single day, you know. And that's something that is people just don't want to go to. And that's when it comes up and it's like, yeah, I know, I've been hiding that. I'm just not telling anybody. And sometimes what you hide and you don't tell anybody is exactly what's holding you back, correct?
Oh, no truer words ever said. Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head with that. And it's hidden mostly, not in a malicious way, but I have people who come to work on abundance. And their fear is, what if I made money? Would I know how to handle it? Would I lose track of my accounts? You know, would everybody come and ask me for money? I don't want to deal with it. So it's easier to be in that old pattern, and say, you know, I'm doing everything right. I'm doing my affirmations. I'm doing, you know, in the mirror, I love you. I'm a child of God. I deserve a you know, huge bank account. And then in hypnosis, things will come up. We'll do some imagery. And I'll see an ab reaction, which is basically a shudder or a tear, something that I know I've hit what it is. And we'll kind of work on that. And it'll come up. And once again, it's hearing and listening after the session and saying, well, are you really fearful of that? You know, you know you're an accountant. What are you worried about not being able to? Or what are you worried about people who, you know, will ask you for the money or you don't want to get up to change a diaper? Whatever it is, let's work through that. Why is that so fearful? And if you really don't want it, then I don't want to say, you know, stop whining about it, but, you know, move on.
Right.
Move on to something you do want, something you do need, something, everything, as horrid as it is, whatever comes in our life always happens for our highest good. And we have to have that gratitude and let it go and not let it, you know, the old expression, that which does not kill me makes me stronger. It's true. And to see past that and say, okay, there is something, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. This person's been through it, and I can be through it. And regardless of the outcome, which sometimes is someone making their transition, it's letting it go with light and love and not making the adjustments. If this is their last time in body, that they don't carry that baggage to the next. They close that karmic debt. They end it. You know, and that comes up a lot in hypnosis. The subconscious is so powerful that the imagery will come through.
It's so interesting what you said about the karmic, about taking it with you. I always tell my clients, God does not sign for UPS. Your baggage cannot come along, you know? And it's as simple as that.
Exactly.
And, I mean, it's just not going to happen. I mean, I have a picture that I took of a cemetery here in New Orleans. In between the two tombstones was a moped. And I took the picture and I said, is that not the perfect thing? You cannot take it with you. You know, so you really have to find those answers somehow, some way, you know, to be able to do that. If we do have a call, I think we do have a call. Would you be interested in answering that?
Of course.
Great. So let's see. Hello, you're on the air. This is area code 818-298. What is your name, and would you like to ask a question of Melanie? Hello. Hello. Oh, it disconnected. Okay.
Okay.
They'll call back. And so can you tell us a little bit more about the powwow information that you were talking about?
Yes. Powwow is my love. Once again, we work with both people and animals, and I incorporate powwow through all aspects of my practice and my personal life, and do everything from a simple house blessing. Once again, it's a series of, we can do charms, it's energy work where we work on the energy field of the person. For example, there's a very simple a healing that, let's say I'm talking to you, you're in New Orleans, and I want to help you with the headache. A very simple powwow. Once again, a child could do this. There's no magic. It's focusing the intent and the universal love. And we always say we're going to try, because as a powwow, as a broker, it's not my energy. It's spirit, God, the doorknob, whatever you want to, you know, say, working through me. So very simply, you could take two red plates. Very important. We always work with the color red in powwow. Two red plates. And in it, I would have a picture of Dr. Jeanette. Three drops of a healing oil. It could be castor oil, which I use because I'm a big devotee of Edgar Cayce. Your picture and a healing symbol, or in traditional powwow, it would be a Pennsylvania Dutch hex symbol. You've seen them, the very colorful on the side of the barns. The Amish do them. Sometimes it's the birds. Sometimes it's a prosperity hex, a health hex. It could be a picture of an angel. It could be what represents health to you, or what represents health to me. And you put that, put the two plates together, hands on it, say the prayer. It's always as above, you know, so below. As heaven has it, it's here. We send that healing energy to it. We seal the plates, and you put them somewhere safe. And every time that they're in your conscience, once again, just like in hypnosis, you pass by them, you send loving thoughts to Dr. Jeanette, healing thoughts, and it's there, it's on the way. It's always, there is no past, present, or future. Even without me doing that little act, that little ritual, that thought already saying I'm sending thoughts has already gone to you. But it's a very simple way of doing it, and we always want to focus our intent. Whether it's I've given somebody a hypnotic suggestion, you know, you'll stop biting your nails or whatever it is, it's the same. We're sending the healing. We're sending it with light and love. We're letting it go. And you never check on it. When you know that it's, you hear that it's done for the highest good, you remove the plates, you let, you know, the picture and everything back in the frame or whatever you'd like, and on to the next. But we already know that it's taken care of in spirit. It's already working itself out for the highest good of who we focus that to. And it's only ever for the good. And it's only this or better. And we know only good remains in it. We don't focus on giving the illness or the... It can be even just somebody feeling uncomfortable. You know, sometimes you just want to give them that little extra boost, that little extra love. And it's a beautiful way of doing it. It's very simple, and I incorporate it all the time. The dollar store is great for red plates.
Well, you know what, too? I mean, because I did grow up around the Amish people and in Pennsylvania Dutch area, you know, that is just very commonplace there, and that was in the 60s and 70s, and now we look at it, now we're fast forward to 2014, and people are saying, oh, well, this hippie stuff is coming back. And I think maybe sometimes those things that they were doing then were right for the time. But technology has really fast-paced us in the last 30 years to a point where we're almost unrecognizable. And so I think a lot of these techniques that we were doing then a long time ago are now coming back again, because people are saying, well, the technology hasn't served me. My money and my success, my big name, blah, 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 hasn't served me. I've got to go back where I was. And sometimes we always say, you know, 20 steps forward, 100 backward. Well, we're not really going backward. We're kind of just being where we were. So we're really not regressing. We're just moving us back to the spot where we really remember who we were.
That's the important thing, is that connection of who we are. The more removed we get, the more reliant we get. And I love technology, don't get me wrong, but nothing beats a sincere prayer, and asking for help, the gratitude in receiving it. There's a very, and I'm not coming down on Los Angeles, I was born and bred here, it is the city of the angels. I picked it, you know, and I picked my parents. But there's a culture here which is so techno-savvy, and I don't want to say a spiritual cliquiness, but there is. And there's a very atheist chic, I will call it, where people are so burned out on the hippy-dippy, you know, peace, love. I mean, we weren't quite hate ass free,
right,
but we, you know, did have it. And once again, we do have so many people that are psychics, and it's very prevalent. It's the city, and it's a beautiful city in a lot of ways, but there's a very hardened thing. A lot of my friends, I know they come over, and they either get it, or they don't. There's going to be an angel. There's going to be an altar. There's going to be gratitude. There may be even, if I'm working on we have something in powwow called a Himmel's Brief, which is a letter of protection. Sometimes I will write a letter of protection for somebody to keep in their car. And they're quite, when you read them, they're quite, it's like, if somebody's having constant car trouble, in just a nutshell, it will be to all, you know, only good is here in the car, and to anything that might have a thought of, you know, I forbid you my tires, my battery, my brake lights, you know, it's funny because it's written in the time of the 1700s, but we're bringing it to something modern. And I will be working on that. When I was a real estate agent, I always gave clients that were amenable a house blessing jar, which is, again, you would know from the Amish, is
right,
a very important thing. But it's something for them to keep, to look at, and to know that they are blessed, they are protected. As once again, a lot of my friends are into this atheist chic where it's not cool to believe in God or angels or a higher power or the nature forces. It's easier to blame. And I don't, that's their choice, and it's free will, and it's fine. That's their path. Maybe not this life, but the next one they'll learn. So I'm very indulgent, and they're indulgent with me because I can be a little bit, you know, out there. But Thanksgiving, I'll have a huge group over, and, you know, even though it's my home, I respect their wishes, so I don't do a prayer. But I will be the most exuberant head of the table where my hands are up. I'm like, oh, thank you. This looks so good. And I am thanking the farmer, the turkey, the linens that are being pressed, for everyone being here in the energy. And it's my way. It's like, you know, the old expression, knock on wood. The old druids didn't forget of the old ones. You knock on wood and let them know, and then you're not burned at the stake. So my thank you in life is doing that. You know,
and a lot of times too, it's a lot of peer pressure. I mean, when you're sitting with someone that, you know, in society these days, we're really, really are having a lot of peer pressure. You can see it when people are on, excuse me, social media and things, and they want to post something, but they don't post something, or they're afraid to say something. Someone says something, and you know, it gets taken out of context. So peer pressure is a very volatile topic right now too, to be able to sway who we are. So I mean, when people are working with you to be able to come back to who they are, how does that process, because you do past life regression stuff too, how do they find who they are, and what does that look like to some people?
Past life regression is an interesting adjunct of hypnosis in itself. I will work with the client to make sure that they are ready to do it. And whether or not they believe they are experiencing a past life, or if it's an archetypal past life, or if it's memory, something that they've read or seen a movie, but it's resonated with them, there is a lesson in it for them. So we look for that. You know, we can't all be Cleopatra. We can't, you know, there were a lot of lepers in the street, too. And I would say probably most of the people that have come to me for past lives, and I do a lot of them, it's something more of a curiosity, and then the problem is healed. They might say, well, you know, let's try that. I saw that, or I heard about that on Coast to Coast. I like to do, when I do a past life, once again, work with the angels. If we're doing healing, I always have Archangel Raphael. If it's something we really need to cut the ties from, that they're bringing something back into this life, we always ask Archangel Michael. And it's always a great adventure. I do past lives in a group setting, and it's funny. More often than not, I always like to have a very good balance of skeptics and people that are, you know, have, this is their 30th, you know, past life regression, and
right.
they want to see what I, you know, what's different. It's always
right.
the ones that are quiet that you look and go, yeah, well, you know, I don't know if I really was under, because with hypnosis, you're fully aware. I mean, if there was a fire alarm that you had to go off, or, you know, I always laugh and say, I could be the best hypnotist in the world, but, you know, you've been drinking that bottle of water or green tea, and sooner or later, you're going to have to go to the bathroom. You're out, so don't worry. You know, I can't keep you in forever. But they're like, I don't know if I really was out or what I saw, but, you know, I always had this feeling, you know, with my ex-boss or ex-lover or something, that I've known them somewhere before, and I had this scene play before me, and I can't really describe it, but, you know, their eyes were familiar, or their energy just kept coming through, and I got to say what I didn't say, or we got to exchange this energy, and, you know, they don't bother me anymore. Now, just come, you know, just this evening, I'm just thinking, you know, I wish them well. And we talk about it and explain, well, that was your pre-birth contract with them. And, you know, we travel in soul groups. We never meet anybody by accident. You know, even little things on the street. I mean, there's so many souls, but it's just so wonderful. You might agree to be somebody's mother one lifetime. They might agree to be your father or your whatever. But whatever the lesson is to be learned, even if it's a horrific one, there was that agreement. And we're always safe, and we're always protected. And I always, always, always say, if you want to come out, if you don't want to see the moment of your death, if you don't even want to approach that, you just want to deal on a certain issue, we'll use that when we do the induction for that focus. But then we always let it go, because the subconscious knows and the spirit knows which way to take it. And sometimes it might just be a beautiful scene and tranquility, and that just washes it out. You might not even, you know, see people or see a time or see a place. But it's a wonderful, wonderful tool, and on so many levels. There's so many studies, and any of your listeners could happily Google it and see memories of children, or having, you know, they've maybe brought a physical scar into the lifetime, or remember. So there's so many. I certainly believe that we've lived before, you know. But and once again, it's open to everyone. I could be very wrong.
We could all be
out.
Right, and we could all be wrong, right?
And it makes my life easier, and it gives some semblance of understanding
right.
to life's purpose sometimes.
And it's also true that you need to have something to believe. You have to use the words belief, and you have to use hope, and you have to have some sort of this is how it all began in your verbiage. You didn't just pop up one day, you know. Things happen, you know. You know, from two cells you end up with all these other cells in your body that have a zillion other different functions and names. I mean, things just
mm-hmm.
don't spontaneously occur, you know, and that is sometimes very hard for other people to be able to conceptualize, so they just chalk it up in the back of their head to, I don't know, doesn't make any difference, I'm just going to, as we said in the beginning of this call, get up in the morning and go to bed at night. So really
mm-hmm.
what I think you and I are talking to the people that are really looking for some meaning in their life, or they're at a crossroads and they're sensing that. So they do have intuition in some areas. It's not just, they're not the people who are just wandering and meandering through the daisy fields, you know?
Right.
They know that, you know, hey, I fell in a hole and I twisted my ankle. Something's going on. They know that life is not an easy passage, and they know that it has something more to do with than getting up and going to work and going home. So those are the people I think we're both trying to instill into listening into what's going on with themselves and getting a little bit help. Really, I just think of hypnosis as help. You know, hey, you know, I have a really rocky road, and man, it's really giving me a headache. Oh, boy, there's that word again. Anyway, it's really giving me a headache, and hey, you know, I need help, you know. I need to know, is there another hole in front of me on the right side, or maybe should I turn to my left and go around, you know? That's what
exactly.
I think people are really looking for.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the beauty of hypnosis. It is so gentle. It's accessing your life script that you can make changes in on any time. You don't have to trip into that hole. You can rewrite it at any point you want and any way you want. It's complete free will, but with hypnosis, we're trying to take the negative and change it for the positive. People who, it's probably the most hackneyed explanation you will ever hear of hypnosis is one that we all use. It's like if someone's driving on the freeway, going home, but they know on the way home they have to stop at the store and get cat food or something. So they know the way they're going. They are in a state of environmental hypnosis because they know on the freeway it's stop and go. They're looking at the taillights. They know they get off at whatever exit on the expressway. But they also have focused, you know what, I need to get that cat food. And even though cat food's, you know, the stops before home, they'll go straight past it because their mind is already in that hypnotic trance, that state, that very light state of, I know how to get home. I can get up in the morning and go to work and do that. So what we try to do is break through that little bit of ice, that little touch, and say, okay, let's actually put in good here. Let's say, you know, you want to be able to not feel so stiff in the morning. Let's work on that. Let's find out what's causing you to, why you keep tripping, either emotionally tripping, picking the same bad job, picking the same bad partner, picking, you know, the same irritations in your life. Let's figure out, let's let you twist that ankle. Let's find out what happened, why you feel you have to do this before you, you know, some people feel they have to do something. You know, maybe mom said you're not good enough, do your multiplication tables 20 times. So even though they're trying to move on career-wise, I've got to have 20 jobs before I'm going to be good enough to have that job that I really want. It's that kind of life script, and that's what we try to work with. And it's so subtle and it's so quick because the subconscious wants you to be happy. It wants you to be healthy. It wants you to, you know, it wants to maintain. But what you hear all the time in psychology, and you'll see it on the news, a child can be beaten by its parents, but it'll go back to that mother because that's what it knows. It's a familiar pain. People taking charge of their lives, waking up, not just getting up and going to work and coming home and, you know, sitting in front of the TV and going to bed, you know, it's a comfortable pain. We have to say, you can do this. It's for, you know, live your life. Don't just, you know, exist to get up and, you know, what are you here for? And so many times in hypnosis it'll come up, and it's a very gentle but effective way because it's getting through all of the, you know, layers of the onion. Traditional talk therapy, you can sit for years and blame mom and dad and the school system,
and
you were the middle child, and blah, 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 blah. Sorry. But, you know, that's what it is. Hypnosis, we do talk. We do find out what it is, but we're saying, hey, what is it here that I need to change? And here I'm giving you the tools how to do it. And listen to that still, small voice. That still, small voice doesn't say you need to have a meaningless existence. It doesn't want that for you.
And it is, I mean, a lot of times people will spend years and years on end. And you have said in your website that it really shouldn't take that much time to get where you need to be.
It shouldn't. It's funny, I'm probably the only hypnotherapist in LA that doesn't do stop smoking. And the only reason for that is you want me. I can, somebody can come in, you know, to see me for weight loss or stop smoking or something, and or job change. And they know what they need to do. They know smoking is bad. They know sitting in front of the TV eating 40 beignets is going to put on the weight, right?
Right.
They don't need me to tell them that. They don't need me to say, get what color is your parachute and write down what you want. No, we need to figure out,
dear. Mm-hmm.
You know, what is it? They know. People are smart. They might not want to hear it, but the path is already there. I'm kind of a guide with them and say, okay, what's going to make you happy? What's going to heal you? And I bless you for saying this. It's sometimes just listening, because they've quieted that voice within, or a past experience has said it's not okay. Smokers
mm-hmm.
always, they've either wanted to smoke to fit in, or, you know, because they want to be part of the cool crowd normally when you smart, or they don't feel the right to be here, to inhale, to have inspiration, to breathe. So it's easier to isolate, especially now in LA, there's no smoking areas all over. You know, you're putting yourself out. You're doing, so nobody can reject you first. You're doing it because I'm a smoker. You know, I don't want to be a part. So
mm-hmm.
I don't work with them, because once you tell them that, they get irritated. It's like, well, yeah, okay, I didn't want to. Yeah, you're right. You know, that was high school, okay. You know, and it's like,
right.
Why don't you feel the right to be here? So I can be a little pragmatic, which is why a lot of times my sessions are, because we talk honestly. If someone's willing to do the work, and there is work, whether it be a gratitude journal or just be honest, you know, and when I say, ooh, I see we kind of hit a little nerve there, go, yeah, okay, what was it? Let's work on that. You know, if you're honest with me, you're going to have a good result. If you're not honest with me and yourself, you're going to go to the next, you know, you're going to go to not necessarily the next hypnotherapist. You might go to a psychotherapist. You might go to a psychic. You might go to a palm reader. You might do handwriting analysis. But until you really, you know, numerologist, whatever, until you say, okay, this is it, and listen, you know, I but it is part of the thing, that still small voice, as the Quakers say. No, they're still going to be, you know, tripping and going that way of the path where the ankle's turned. It's just going to be a little further down the road and a different set of players.
And that is so true. Sometimes you just can't drop that baggage just because you decided to. Sometimes it takes a little bit more work, because it may be just sometimes when I say to people, you know, it may be like a daisy. You know, we've got a couple of petals to go through here before we get the whole thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And because you can in some instances click things off maybe once or twice, but sometimes there's so many fragments and pieces of it that it's embedded in different areas of your life. Those are the things, too, that come up later that just seem to always want to hang around.
Mm-hmm. That we have to look in, and once again, hypnosis is so good for that. It's okay, why? Why are we doing that? We can do imagery or NLP, but the most important thing is when we take that baggage is to be so honest with the self, is why do I feel I need to carry this? Why don't I just drop it and be lighter and... You know, I always say, and I use baggage a lot in imagery, I think most therapists do, but I'm like, you can always come back to it, you know, but just see how it feels, you know, how it feels to let go of it just for a while. You can always pick it up the next session. You know, we're not getting rid of it. You're not losing anything. You're taking the lessons learned from it, but just see how it would feel just for a day to relax your shoulders, to relax your grip on it, and to open up for something unknown and wonderful on its way. You know, this hasn't gotten you very far so far, has it? You know, and
right.
It either clicks or they're like, I see them, no, it's I've got to have it, because Once again, I'm going back to that life script. You know, my mom says I wasn't good enough until I wrote this 20 times. And it's that sort of thing. Or is it something we talk more about past life? Is it something that they've brought with them that they feel that they need to carry because of something they did? You know, to something, someone in a past, whatever it is, whatever the belief is,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter as long as it's eventually. I always say, you know, let it go. Wrap it up, let it go. Whatever your belief is in spirit or whatever, say, thank you. I'm letting you go with light and love. You can come back if I need you, but I don't need you right now because maybe there's new baggage, good or bad, that I need to learn from, and I want to do this both in this lifetime as quickly as possible and for the greatest good. If I'm still holding on to the, you know, I just got a Kindle from Christmas and I'm learning to navigate it, and if I get the wrong way, I'm going back a page. So do you want to keep going
right.
back a page, or do you want to just say, I very easily just swipe it with my finger and there it is, there's the new. If I don't understand it, I can highlight something and there's a word, there's a reference, and that's what life is. If you don't understand it, stay with it a little bit and ask what it needs to teach you in hypnosis or even in calm, quiet meditation, you know, or even when you quiet your mind, say, okay, I don't understand, but what are you trying to teach me? What is it that I need to learn? Why am I so scared? Why am I so, you know, rigid? Why am I so tearful? Whatever it is, you know, why do I get this pain in my stomach or whatever? Ask what it is. And, or, you know, if you need help, ask your guardian angel. They're there. They can only intercede when we ask. But when we do that and the mind is quiet, we're in a hyper-suggestible state in hypnosis, the answer comes. It always does. And as long as we're willing to say, okay, I accept it. Now I'm going to work on it. I'm now going to go with that solution, whether it be a healer, whether it be a career change, whether it be a move, whatever it is. Depending on that situation, whatever the presenting issue is, as long as you're willing to go through it. If we're shown the answer, and, you know, they say some people takes a ton of bricks, and it takes a ton of bricks, you're going to bring it right back. You know, you have to be willing when the answers and when the path is cleared so you know to go right or left or straight and how not, you know, how to avoid that so we don't twist the ankle. Life becomes so much easier. And,
you know,
and
it's so interesting.
So
you know, we're coming to the end of the show, but when I was just thinking about here in New Orleans, you know, before Hurricane Katrina and all the storms, and everybody was devastated and a lot of people went off to other areas. Well, then they wanted to come back because they felt uncomfortable in the place and where they were. The people didn't like them. They didn't like the schools. They didn't like this. They didn't like that. It was too hot. It was too cold. Blah, da, 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 whatever the list might be. So then they come back and they said, oh, we got all of these problems. Now we have to deal with problems. But they enjoyed having the problems. And then they were building their houses. And then when they had to build them up higher, and you look on the street and you see these houses that are built on cement cinder blocks, an entire two stories high in the air. They picked up this old house from the ground and built it up two stories high, just lifted it up with all these cinder block legs under. And you're thinking, really? You know, I guess in maybe my mind I'm thinking things differently. But if a big wave comes along, your house is just going to go floating, you know, even
mm-hmm.
faster than it was on the bottom. But they said, oh, no. But we won't flood. They had that word in their head, we won't flood. No, of course you're not going to flood. You're going to float away. You know? And you think about that in life and you say, yes, are we just changing the adjective around some of our situations to make us more comfortable in the soup in which we sit?
True.
Instead of looking.
Yeah. And you know, it's always... you can go with, I love the analogy, you can go with cinder blocks as your foundation and say, it's not going to happen again. And if it does, you know, but it's still the same old on top. It's still the same issue. It's still the same problem. It's still the old familiar pain. It's still the life lesson that, you know, hasn't been learned. I have the greatest utmost respect for old and tradition and, you know, things that make us what we are. But sometimes we have to let go of the old to have new experiences, to experience the life that we were meant to lead, to have our bodies heal the way they were intended to heal. You just can't take, you know, the same thing and say, oh, it's on cinder blocks now, it's fine. Because it's
right.
Not. You know, it's not. You have to really let it go. Keep what works. Keep what is the good. Keep what's the positive. And embrace it all and say, thank you for the lesson. But, you know, like the Kindle page, I'm swiping to the next one, and I'm learning more, and I'm going on, and I am lighter, and I am, you know, I'm the same person, but I'm not repeating the old patterns. I'm not bringing in something that's going to create the same illness or the sense of lack or, you know, a poverty mentality. I'm learning from that, whether it's a past life, whether it's this life, or whatever. I've learned the lesson, I've embraced it, and I'm ready to go on. And that's how I feel with my clients. They have it within themselves.
Right.
I could, you know, I teach self-hypnosis. It's so effective. And it's just, it's there already. Just calm and listen to heart, listen to spirit, look for signs. They're there. We're not alone in any way. Our paths never cross anybody that they're not meant to. And when you embrace that and see that, it becomes a lot easier. And I know you know that. Yeah, I know.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, well, Melanie, we've come to the end of the show. Can you believe it? So if you could please give our listeners your website and how to contact you, that would be great.
Yes, my website is gettingverysleepy.com. And I do phone sessions, and I do in-person in Los Angeles. I'm always available if anybody needs just a little point in the right direction. I do require that somebody will talk to me first before we make an appointment. I want to make sure it's a right fit and it's a harmonious fit. I can be reached at 818-633-3341. And it's always my blessing and joy to be with anybody on an adventure that they deem me fit to be with them.
Well, it was a pleasure to have you with us today. I know a lot of times when we use these big words and we say, you know, the crazy world and hypnosis and spirit and everything, people are going like, I really don't know what you're talking about. But I think we've kind of like shed a different light. We've gone around it 100 different ways. And maybe the listeners will hear something that might stick with them. I think there's a lot of information in here.
I know that they did, and I know that who needs to hear it heard exactly right, because you have such
right.
a beautiful light and such a message, and it was my privilege to talk to you and share a little bit about my world. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Many blessings, and may God provide and make all your dreams and better.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So if anybody would like more information about Melanie, her link to her website is on today's show page. You just click right on there, and it says her website. It'll take you directly to her page. Melanie is available by telephone and by in-person consultation. So it doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing, you know, time or day, send her an email, get in touch with her, say, you know, here's where I live, and, you know, I'm kind of that big boulder in the road is just a little bit bigger than I think I can move on my own, and I'd like your help. That's what the best idea is about hypnosis. So thank you so much for being with us today. It's been a pleasure, and this is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. And until tomorrow, oh, I think it's until Thursday, Dr. Sirkus will be speaking to us on cancer. So that will be a very lively show also. Thank you so much for being with us, and have a great day.